Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Education. Lesson 7, Worship in Education. Monday. And declare them to their children. We have a wonderful psalm, 78. Written by Asaph, David's leader of the musicians. We hear, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing that to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done." Now this is the point. Tell the next generation the experience you had with your Lord. They cannot know it if they are not told. And when they are told it, then they get a view of this God. The Bible is a history of experiences. Of people, what they experienced with God. And Asaph talks about the Israelites. They were slaves in Egypt, then led by Moses. Then they came to the Red Sea. What to do? Red Sea in front, mountain ranges left and right, and in the back, the Egyptian army. So what to do? You are in a trap. You cannot escape. And then a storm came and divided the waters in two parts. And in the middle, there's a path. And they could go through. This was an experience, imagine. Millions of people walking through the sea. And the Egyptians, they saw the past as well. And they thought, what they can, we can too. And they followed. And when they were in the middle, the Israelites were already on the shore, on the other side. And when the last Israelite was saved, and the Egyptians came closer, so it was not really a help going through the sea because the Egyptian army followed them. But when the last Israelite had come on land, the storm stopped blowing and the waters came back. And no one of the Egyptian army escaped. No one. They all died. Including the Pharaoh. Now this was an experience. And Asaph is the one telling it. And other stories from old. So that the children hear how God has to be worshipped. Because what he has done in the past. It's a history of God's intervening. When you read here, when we forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them, then we're in danger. Therefore, Asaph wants to tell, so that they do not forget. We know from Ellen G. White, when she was at the General Conference meeting for the last time, she had grown old, was more than 80, and then she said, for the future, these were her last words, for the future we have nothing to fear. There's only one point. Lest we forget how the Lord has led us from the beginning to this point in time. If we forget his great deeds in the past, then we are in danger. But we have nothing to fear, nothing at all, if we do not forget, because we tell the story of Adventist history, how it came into being. Interesting. It's important not to forget. If we forget, we're in danger. When we do not forget, we're not in danger.